We've reported on this site before. Here's a quick recap. Danny Webb Construction's permit for an underground injection well expired in 2012. The DEP renewed the underground injection well, or UIC, permit in February of last year under the condition that Danny Webb Construction close the above-ground waste pit. Representing the Natural Resources Defense Council, the West Virginia Surface Owners' Rights Organization, Plateau Action Network, and citizen Brad Keenan, Tom Rist with the Rist Law Office, filed a letter of appeal. After receiving significant public interest, the DEP revoked the permit soon after. This past summer, the Environmental Quality Board heard complaints about the DEP's permitting process in this case. The groups remain concerned about potential hazards to public safety. According to court documents, resident Brad Keenan presented results from water samples taken from Wolf Creek in 2007 that showed high concentration of diesel and other petroleum products. In an appellate's brief filed in September, the Rist Law Office sharply criticizes the DEP for not taking action against Danny Webb Construction. Tom Rist points to the DEP's records as evidence showing the site was out of compliance. The appeal also quotes an environmental researcher and Duke University professor, Avner Van Ghosh, saying that samples taken from Wolf Creek included elevated levels of several dissolved constituents in water such as chloride, bromide, sodium, and other substances. These chemicals are typical of oil and gas wastewater. These underground injection wells accept oil and gas waste from states throughout the region, including Pennsylvania and Virginia. Danny Webb Construction did not respond immediately to our request for comment. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jessica Lilly.